review Brachos Daf Mem Dal. The Mishnah on the top tells us a very simple rule. Iker patters tafel. When you have two things, an iker and a tafel, you make a bracha on the iker, not on the tafel is exempt with the iker. Peros ginosar are considered an iker in comparison to pas, in comparison to bread, meaning bread is not always necessarily the iker. Peros ginosar, which are amazing, and there were various teachings about the massive amounts of food found in certain places, and the massive amounts of peros ginosar that a person was able to consume, and the incredible effects that it had on a person's body, where flies would slip off the person's face, and the person's hair would come out from drinking and from eating the peros ginosar, that's considered an iker next to even bread. Bread is the tuffel to the peros ginosar. The Gemara then goes on to tell us that there were in one place, there were 80 pairs of Kohanim who were brothers, were married to 80 pairs of Kohanos who were sisters in Eretz Yisrael, but it was not common in Bavel. They found one place in Bavel that was somewhat like that, but it wasn't really exactly that case. It was a case of two brothers married two sisters, but the brothers weren't really Kohanim, only the sisters were Kohanos, so it wasn't really exactly the same case. The Gemara then tells us that a person needs salt and soup in order for a meal to be considered a Seuda. Then the Mishnah tells us on toward the end of Mem Daled Amud Aleph, that when Leil holds, you have to bench on grapes. You have to say Birch Samazon on grapes, pomegranates, and figs, based on the juxtaposition of the Pasuk about the Zayin Minim, with which Eretz Yisrael is praised, with the Pasuk of Yachalta V'Savato V'Rachta, the Pasuk that tells us of the Chiyuv of benching. The Gemara then asks, what is the text of Ala Michya? And it goes through the entire text and tells us that in Eretz Yisrael we say Al Peiroseha. In Chutz La'aretz we say Al HaPeiros, because in Eretz Yisrael you're making the bracha not only on the Aretz, but Al Peiroseha, the fruits of the land that you just partook from. But in Chutz La'aretz you're not making the bracha on the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael, because after all, someone else is eating the peros of Eretz Yisrael. We in Chutz La'aretz are eating the peros of Chutz La'aretz. How can we make a bracha on the peros of Chutz La'aretz? So of Eretz Yisrael. So we make a bracha on the peros of Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara then quotes three opinions about bracha achrona. One opinion is that on egg and meat you make a barin fashos, but not on vegetables. Second opinion is that on vegetables you would make a bracha achrona, you make a barin fashos, but not on water. And third opinion is that even on water you would make a bracha achrona, you'd make a barin fashos. The Gemara then says when the Mishnah refers that you make a bracha rishona, but not when the Mishnah refers to something that you make a bracha rishona on, but not a bracha achrona. The Mishnah says there are certain things that only get a bracha rishona, not a bracha achrona. So maybe referring to, the Gemara went through four possibilities. Vegetables, according to the Shita, that's true of vegetables. Water, according to the Shita, that you don't make a bracha achrona on water, but you do make a bracha rishona. Mitzvos, according to most Shitos, that we don't make a bracha achrona on mitzvos. But what about in Eretz Yisrael? They do make a bracha achrona on mitzvos, and they would take off their tefillin, they'd say, Asher Kishon, it's also something l'shmor chukav, so they make a bracha achrona even on mitzvos. So then it must be referring to birch sareach, even to smells. Then the Gemara tells us that eggs are a very healthy thing, that there's nothing better to eat. If you're going to eat something the size of an egg, there's nothing better to eat than the egg itself. And then the Daf concludes with a whole bunch of ideas about what is a good idea to eat, what's not a good idea to eat, what's healthy for certain parts of the body, other parts of the body, how to compensate for the parts of the body that different foods are healthy for and are not healthy for. And that is the review of Brachos Daf Mem Daled.